Blog Talk Radio.
Callers, but first we're going to sit and tell if you want to give a call in here, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. And let's get on with our first call, and let's also with the situation, I also do private sessions as well, so if you want to give us a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So let's go with our first caller. And we're waiting for the spiral. Sometimes it can drive you a little bit crazy. Waiting for the connection here. Come on. All right. So we refresh this thing and do it all over again. Having a little bit of the technical difficulties here, so just hold on, everybody. And while we're waiting, if you have any questions about anything or everything, just give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. And we also talk on this show about HemiSync CDs. So give us a call on the HemiSync CDs. Well, don't give us a call, but go to the website. They're really cool CDs that can help you enhance your meditations, any kind of thing you're working with, any kind of ailments and that kind of stuff. Guarantee they can really make a difference on how you get through those things and where you end up on the other side. So check them out at www.hemisync.com. Okay. I'm going to get irritating after all. Okay. Come on. Okay, let's try this again. Getting a little crazier. Oh, we're going to try to do this one more time. I'm going to go on this whole situation while you're waiting. There's a real good book out there you can get a hold of. It's called The Alchemist Handbook by a guy named John Randolph Price, where it actually focuses on the five parts of your life, which is basically your spiritual life, your service to others, your body, your finances, and relationships. So, check out that book. If you work with that book, you can actually obtain success in every part of your life. That's what we're all looking for, isn't it? Okay, this is what I can do here. Trying to get this thing to click in like it's supposed to. It's getting nerve-wracking. All right. Okay, area code 619, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's your name?
Is Dina.
Is it Dina or Dina?
Dina, D-I-N-A.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
I was wondering what you... Go ahead.
No, I thought you said Tina.
I was wondering what you can tell me about, I was wondering if you see me being in a relationship with a guy named James.
A guy named James.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, can I have your birthday and his birthday, too?
His is April 13th, 1976, and mine is October 29th, 1974.
October 29th. I think you're a Scorpio and him an Aries, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you sit here and look at the idea of Aries and Scorpio together, but I think it goes a little more deeper than that with the situation going on between the two of you, which kind of takes us away from that. The one thing I can't pick up the most with the situation with James is the idea. It comes to me as no. It almost like I get hold to the idea of what James is all about. With the situation, it seems like you're waiting for something to happen here.
Yeah.
Correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're waiting for James to come to you?
Yeah.
As in the pursuit of relationship, because you feel like there's a lot of stuff going on between the two of you? Very strong
yes.
connection, a very strong bond, certain things that happen, certain things he's done. To make you indicate that he does have the same feelings for you too as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the situation and the way things are right now, I get no, but I also get the possibility of it changing to a yes because of some things that need to be done. With the situation, are there certain what do you want to call them? are there certain beliefs where you would make, where you wouldn't do anything as in pursue him?
Yeah, I don't believe in pursuing guys.
Okay. Well, I want to sit here and state one thing to everybody. I'm hoping everybody's hearing this. Back in the old days where we talk about this old-fashioned crap, it doesn't exist and it's an illusion. And the reason we say it's an illusion because back in the day, women were chasing men. Why? Because they had everything. All right? And it was one of those ways that I call it of putting it out there and putting it into a form where the guy always thought that he was the one who pursued and he was the one making the move, when actually the woman was actually controlling the whole aspect of the thing. You know, I'm not saying women, men are stupid. I'm just saying back in those days, there were certain formats about certain things that we did. Security, you know, prestige, status. And we don't have those things anymore. But we also think they do still exist. So that's what we always talk about, patterns. It just seem to follow us everywhere we go. And it's the idea of looking at society right now is the first time in history you can actually marry somebody and be with somebody just because you love them. Now, we have a lot of love stories from the past, of course. Those are examples of what people should have been doing even in those days, but they wasn't doing it. So the idea of people calling the old-fashioned, needs to be done more research on the whole thing. But from what I've seen and what I've studied and what I've seen and even experienced with past lives, it's the ideal of making the first move, making some kind of, you know, even if it's just a simple gesture. You see a definite result here where things could be turned around and say, yeah. Even to the point of even confronting somebody and asking them just flat out, do you feel this way? That is not really pursuing anybody. That is the ideal of accepting what's going on between the two of you, which is actually a bond and a connection. So the idea of pursuing, the pursuing thing is something that you don't have to do. That's another illusion. It's the ideal of realizing what we keep saying, law of attraction or even attracting each other. And here we are still pursuing people and looking for love when we should be sitting back and letting the sense of attraction work for us and bring everything to us, which that's how it really works. We're drawn to each other. And you have a situation just like that where you are drawn to each other. It's just the idea of who's going to be the one who's going to be verbally aggressive, and there's nothing wrong with you being verbally aggressive because you have curiosities about what's going on with James. So the idea of asking, there's nothing wrong with asking because it's not pursuing. It's getting answers for what you already know.
Do
you understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying, but there's a difference between knowing something and feeling something. What I feel might not be what is true. You see what I'm saying?
No, there isn't. And the reason I'll say that, because when people follow their hearts, you see the truth. There is no question. And that's what I'm saying with the situation here is the idea of letting down the resistance and taking the logic off everything and just pursuing just that way, just with your heart. Because people keep telling me, I've heard this so many times with sessions, with people saying you can't follow your heart because you get yourself in trouble. Why? Because you did something that you would not normally would have done? Of course not. That's what love is all about, is the idea of having the guts or the balls or whatever you want to call it, to do things you wouldn't normally do. That's what we want. That's what we're pursuing here. As in the idea of, I don't want relationships like I've had before, so therefore I want to make a difference. Well, and the idea of making a difference is the idea of look at the pattern that you had with those situations and what's going on now, and the idea of saying you've asked for something different and new to the point where you want your life to be totally different than what it was before. So those things are going to be unfamiliar to you. So therefore, the only way you're ever going to get the answers you're looking for is the idea of taking that leap of faith. Because I guarantee if you take the leap of faith and follow your heart, to find out it wasn't a leap. It was the answer. It was the direction to go in. And you'll find out it was the best one you ever had. Even if the idea of certain things don't pan out, you'll start realizing that in the process of finding out the answer is quicker, you find out things quicker. So it's a whole lot easier to pursue or go forward or pull away and go another direction. That's how we do it. And it's the ideal of learning how to get back to that point because you're feeling it. The connections are happening here. The bond's there. You feel it. And the ideal, see, when you sit there and say a feeling's one thing, but knowing something's another, that means that you're not going and following your heart. You're listening to your head. And your head is saying, well, we have to be logical about this, how we pursue this whole thing. I'm saying, if you really want to see the truth, you need to follow your heart on this whole thing because I feel like if you do, then the answer turns from a no to a yes.
Okay.
And the other people in the back,
so
my family having a party, okay? Anyway. So you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I do.
So, you know, at this point, it's one of those things of curiosity and getting the answers that you want and what you're seeking. I guarantee if you do and you follow your heart, you'll find out what's going on. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
And please give us a call back and give us an update on how things go, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right. Thank you. You have a great night.
That's nice, right here.
I'm trying to call you, too. He's a fellow there, and they at least got back in the hospital. I was trying to get you to come back here and stay with the kids so I could go out there and pick them up.
That's everybody across the nation. We're actually broadcasting right now. Yes, my sister has got hurt, and she looks fine from here.
Well, I wish we had cameras. What we do is we can sit here and show you on television. But, yes, everybody, we're trying to get... Oh, I hate this freaking thing sometimes. Thank you. Mm. Say hello there, Angel. This is Angel. This is my sister. I was going to say my daughter. All right. Where? What'd you roll? Oh. Oh, you couldn't do it just simply like hitting your knees or something, could you?
Okay. I did that, too.
Oh, really? All right. I'm going to... Oh, my gosh. All right, guys, we're going to sit through here. Like I said before, my family's here. We're having a family reunion, basically. The pumpkin show here in Circleville, Ohio, is going on. It's a big street festival we have every year. And all the family shows up. So it's one of those things of getting through to everything and doing it that way. So we're going to do this thing again. We're going to reset this thing and try to get the other caller on, too, as well. If you want to give a call in here, get some answers yourself, give us a call at 646-721-9031. And here we go. Oh, I swear. This is going to be one of those nights where we just kind of go and feel our way through it. I will say one thing, too. It's kind of crazy, too, because it seems like everything else in the computers works fine. Every time we try to go and do what we're doing here, I have all kinds of problems with the switchboard. It's always with Block Talk Radio. Block Talk Radio. All right, area code 229. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Your name is Melvin?
Yes,
uh-huh. Yeah. Melvin?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So you're calling from Georgia?
Yes, uh-huh.
How can we help you tonight?
I just want to ask you about my finances, and also, like, I applied for my other check card, and I haven't received it yet. It's that's what my check go on my credit card. And I haven't received it yet, and I just want to know when that will be. Will I get it today, on Saturday?
Oh, so you're saying, what you're saying is you have a check that's being deposited on a credit card.
Yes. Well, all my paychecks go to my credit card, to my card. And they're supposed to have sent me out a new one by the 5th, on the 5th of this month, and I haven't received it yet. And I just want to know, like, will I receive it tomorrow on Saturday?
Have you? So. Okay, since you didn't get the 5th, have you contacted them?
I tried to, and I'm mm-hmm. not getting with them right now because the weekend. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, but I don't know if it got mixed up in the mail or the wrong address or what. So I have bills to pay, so.
Right.
My paycheck was loaded onto the card, but I had to get a new one. Do you see me getting it tomorrow?
I keep getting tomorrow.
Sir?
I keep getting tomorrow.
Okay. I hope so, because there's a heavy burden on me right now.
I'm just saying, with the situation going on the way it is, you know, if it doesn't come tomorrow, because I keep getting tomorrow, but I'm just saying, if it doesn't, you definitely contact customer service as soon as possible.
Right. It's been over 10 days. They said it'll be from 7 to 10 days. It's been way past that. They're supposed to have sent it out on the 5th of this month. And today is the 22nd. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. So I should get it this month.
Right. I'm just saying what the things I keep picking up with everything, I keep saying tomorrow. So it should be there tomorrow. What is today? Well, it should be there Monday. It's got to be there Monday because today was what? Yeah, today's Saturday.
Well, the mail run on Saturday. Huh. Yeah.
What is? You're right. Tomorrow's. Okay.
Well,
you gotta forgive me. I've been working
Friday
7 days a week. Okay.
That's okay. But what do you think about you can pick up on my finance. You see any finance coming in for me? Besides my paycheck. Any other finance?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what it's all about, but I keep getting everything's going to start turning around for me by the end of the month.
Okay.
And I keep saying this month. It's not November, it's October. So it's like it's like things picking up as we lead into November. So you should definitely see some differences in November. But you should also open your eyes up, too. Not saying you haven't been. I'm just saying the way the message comes to me is the idea of keeping your eyes open. There are certain opportunities to come to you. But it's also, I get this really strong impression, you should do some meditations and open up the idea and help yourself understand there's more avenues to get money. Because it's like a lot of people ask for money to come in different ways, as in blessings. But their mind keeps saying the only way that's going to happen is to get a raise or increase in finances to your job. And it's the idea of focusing on that subconscious money or is to open it up and say, nope, there's all kinds of possibilities. And people just, I've seen people change those things where it's changed your thinking, changed your life, or they changed their thinking. And all of a sudden somebody walks up to them and hands them a check.
Man.
I've had people walk up and hand me money too. So that's why I always sit there and go, you need to work on that focusing. Because I remember that one time I sat there and said that, it's like, money comes to me easily and frequently now. And I walked by my boss. I remember I was walking by my boss counting my change up.
Right.
Trying to get some money to go get a Muscle Milk. And then he walks by me and he's like, so is that all the money you got? You just got paid 2 days ago. I'm like, well, I paid bills. And he's like, really? Huh. And then he reaches in his pocket and hands a $20 bill to me and just walks off and says, you don't owe me nothing. It's a gift. Have a good day. And that was it.
Yep. Oh, man.
Have those more than you.
I'm trying to finish up school as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, one of those things, there was actually a book called, I can find it, Angel Energy. And basically in the book it talks about a meditation for it to open up your mind to, unexpected, strange, unusual happenings in your life. And when you do that, that's when the miracles happen.
Okay. Well,
it's a book called Angel Energy by a guy named John Randolph Price. If you could check that out, I think it was one of those things. Anything, there's like two books, that one and another one called Super Beings. I know that book helped me to change things with my finances in about 4 days, where I just thought I'd start seeing an increase.
What's the format? I mean, like you just start following the, doing some kind of meditation or something?
Yeah, what you do is you refuse to think about the bad things, and all you do is focus on the good things, like what you really do want. Like when you sit into a situation, one meditation was the idea of focusing on, every time he saw a bill, he would imagine it wasn't a bill, but a check coming in the mail.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it increased the money coming into his life, not just, not saying it didn't come to the mail, but it was just like that one was just opening up a door and saying, here you go. And things just opened up just like that.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do see my finances increasing, and not just, living from paycheck to paycheck. You see other revenues coming in for any kind of winning money or something. I don't know.
I definitely do. I definitely see them increasing and getting better.
Okay. I just want to, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. I work at this, I'm actually at work right now. I work at this hospital here in Georgia. It's a little institution. And next week, they're going to have a big luncheon, dinner, where they, the nurses get together and treat the HSTs, which is I am a HST. They're going to pass out the HST award. Do you see me receiving that honor next Wednesday? They call it the HST of the year.
I don't get Wednesday, I get Thursday.
It's Wednesday. Next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Supposed to eat out at Ryan's.
So it has to be Wednesday, no other day?
No, sir. It's on the 26th, I believe, yeah, Wednesday.
Okay. I was just going to say, yes, I definitely see you getting it.
What, 100%?
Well, like I said before, when I focus on it, I get the idea it could be some delays, but yeah. I definitely get the impression next, definitely you will get it.
Okay.
It's one of those things we were talking about before last week when we sit and do readings and stuff. It's the idea of you taking what you hear, and that's what you want, and focusing on it when you're talking about meditations and turning things around. I've seen these things play out the way you want them to. Sometimes when I get a situation where it could be pushed back some time, delays, that kind of stuff, it's just the idea you're not focusing completely on it yourself, where you're sort of scattered about the whole thing. Because I always tell people, in the idea of asking questions, listen to yourself when you ask the question, will it happen? In the process of saying, will it happen, you're putting negative energy onto it at the first part of the whole thing. So it's the idea of looking at the situation and going, well, I don't want that. You want something positive to happen here. So they're just saying, focus on everything that you see.
Yeah.
Like this Wednesday, you want this thing to fall into place, so therefore you focus on it completely and see it. And see it, man. See it in your mind as it's playing out, as you're receiving this whole thing, how it's going to enhance your life and how you would feel at that moment when you're getting it. And I hear it, and it just really focuses it and clears into, well, it's like a clarification. It's going to happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Okay. The way I want to word this question is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to.
Go ahead.
You hear me? Hello?
What's that? No, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. The way I want to word this question is, like I said, I work at a hospital, but down the streets, I met this young lady, and she works at a convenience store. I gave her my phone number today. She seemed really energetic, and I know she likes me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking positive. You see her coming to pass, will we go out on a date or start talking? I gave her my number.
Mm-hmm.
We will?
No, I'm focusing on the whole thing and saying, yes, I do see it happening. What I was going to do is I was looking in the my angel book here with numbers. I'm looking at your area, 229, and see what the number meant. This number mean, know that your divine life purpose is unique and much needed. Trust that you're fulfilling this purpose right this very minute. No one can do this but you. So it's the idea that there is wanting you to focus on your life purpose and what you think that is.
Right. I do believe my life purpose is coaching football. I'm a football coach, but I'm not coaching this season. And because I want to finish up my degree, I'm scheduled to graduate next year, and I want to be able to coach football and teach in education. But I work at a hospital at night just for now.
Right.
So that's my goal. I've been coaching. I have coached in the past, but since I can 06, I haven't coached since 06.
Well, the impression I guess you will. I mean,
that's what
the So don't put any worry on that, because I get the impression you definitely will be doing that. That's all I've heard since you've been talking. So therefore, definitely a message that's resonating with me, and you should let it resonate with you. And I just feel like in the process of finishing what you're finishing up,
right,
there's opportunities at the end of the whole thing, too, as well.
Yeah, exactly, because my name keep popping up here in Georgia for going to this high school mm-hmm. that I used to coach at, probably being the head football coach. You know, I made the kids like me, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Well, okay. I appreciate you. Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any more questions before you go?
I think that's about it, I believe. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you do see, well, you do see me and this girl that I met at the store. She works there. She's a younger woman.
Yep. That one I would say definitely yes.
Okay.
Like I said before, it's a situation of putting it out there and saying, yes, this is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to settle for anything less.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And like I tell everybody, just keep listening. Cause, I have a tendency to put out some meditations on the air. And when I put them on the air, everything is recorded. So we do have archives that you can go back into if you have an account with Blog Talk Radio. And you can check out those and download them yourself.
Okay, I sure will. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
You have a great night. Thank you for the call. Right. Please give us a call back and give us an update on your situation.
I sure will. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. And like we said as we have before, if you want to give a call in here, give us a call at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. And if you want to give me a call for a private reading, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. All right, we are waiting for some callers, so give us a call in here. Like I said, the number is 646-721-9031. And with the situation, I'm trying to sit here to get this chat room thing going, too. Let's see what happens here. We've had some technical difficulties here in the past, and I don't know why. Let's see if we can actually bring this up. Okay, so while we're waiting for that... Sometimes it makes you wonder about the situation, like certain things just won't cooperate. All right. Mm-hmm. All this thing's getting on my nerves. All right. Okay. All right, let's go on. All right, let's see here. Erico 307, welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, thanks. My name is Katie.
And,
yeah, you know, my daughter's been going through a really rough time this year, and I'm trying to find ways to show her how supportive I am of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's been real difficult for all of us. She lost her husband. She has two young kids, and
mm-hmm.
And she's also going through, you know, a lot of legal problems. And I just I just want to present myself to her in the most positive way while dealing with such negative circumstances. And what is a way that I can approach that with her? And, you know, and she's fairly spiritual as well. Help me.
Okay. So 307, where are you calling from?
Wyoming.
Wyoming. Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't believe we've ever had anybody.
Yeah, that
from
is
Wyoming.
In the U.S.
Okay. It's like Idaho, right?
Right. Not far
so
from there.
Wonder. Right. So what the situation you're talking about was the biggest thing I pick up the most is the idea of being yourself and just being supportive. I mean, it's nothing as in...
Well, I'm wondering if I'm missing anything.
No. It's like looking at a situation where people start talking about certain things and saying, okay, maybe I should have done this, maybe I should have done that, maybe I'm missing something, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like looking at the situation, they're playing out just the way they're supposed to. That's what I'm saying, just be yourself. Because in the process of trying to figure out something to do, you're thinking about it too much. So therefore, in that kind of situation, you could miss a couple of things that she's actually trying to convey to you, as in her emotions and stuff like that. That's what I'm saying, be yourself, be natural, be calm. I mean, there's certain meditations to help yourself to be more of an open person.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So when we look at those things,
yeah.
Like, for example, with the situation, I was actually looking at this section here on in this book by John Randolph Bryce called The Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. There's actually a section here, and it's actually chapter 11, where it talks about angels and physical healing. And a lot of times with situations of focusing on any kind of healing is a way of actually not just helping the person, it's helping them. Like the one here is the ideal, this is one meditation here by the use of illusion and reality, to see things for what they are. So you can see through the illusion of a person who's hurting, who might not be hurting. It might just be something, just a process she's going through. And it basically goes like this. The light of God now fills my body. The light of God now fills my soul. The light of God now fills my being. The light of God now makes me whole. I am the light. I am the light which fills my body. I am the light which is the soul. I am the light which is this being. I am the light and I'm whole. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. I am. And this is something that... it's almost like something you could actually work with your daughter with to help her realize the ideal, the situation, or the things that she's... Sometimes we have a tendency to focus and say, well, I lost this and lost that. But it's the ideal, look at the situation, why they play out the way they do. Because actually, in any kind of situation, any kind of event that happens in your life, there are things that we don't see at first that actually, these things actually enhance our lives. Makes us see things about ourselves. And it's the ideal, looking at the situation. Even the Bible, it says you should never grieve for more than a month, 30 days. Because after 30 days, it's more about yourself than it is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
What you've gone through and that kind of stuff. And it's the ideal of realizing that the person who's passed on is the ideal of the term. It's passed on, transition.
Mm-hmm.
They're not gone. I mean, with the situation around here, you really get a lot of impressions with a lot of spirits around here, even angels. Even her husband. And it's the ideal of letting go, to feel that presence around you, to understand that the ideal, maybe he's not in physical form, but I definitely feel like he's with her. And this other part here is expression, which is the ideal, replacing reality, and see what it's really all about. Like I was telling the last caller, it's the idea of following your heart, to see the truth of where you need to go with these situations, because we're all trying to think, we're thinking too much. And the idea of actually being there for someone is the idea of opening up your heart to feel what's going on. So therefore, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt what you should do, how you should embrace her, the things, the situations. Like, for example, when I'm with people and that kind of stuff, I just get this instinctive things of certain things you should do, and I just do them. And some people kind of look at me like I'm crazy with a total stranger to actually walk up and just give them a hug. But those are the things we... open ourselves up to see the truth of the matter and see which way we should go with it. And that's what that person needed at that time.
Yeah,
to
okay.
To be embraced with some...
Well,
like this
I guess
one
I
here,
have
this
been
one.
Overthinking it, perhaps.
Well, look at this situation here. This, let me say this one... Just let me... I can't even say it now. Let me go over this one here, this meditation, because it actually goes with the other one. And it's the idea of focusing on God. And we always sit here and say this because a lot of people forget, but they shouldn't. It's the idea of reconnecting with the one spirit, which is also helps you to realize what you're capable of doing. And this is like God is, God God is. God is infinite mind, and I am forever in the mind of God, the only place I could ever be. God is life, and God's life is my life. I am an immortal being, eternally expressing the perfect life of God. God is unconditional love, and that love provides for me, moment by moment, giving all and withholding nothing. God is absolute truth, the reality of all that is, and through the eyes of truth, I see only perfection in my world. God is energy, the cosmic force and power, creating all that is out of the energy of itself. I am a pure, unadulterated energy field, individualized by God as God in perfect expression. God is principle, the energized action of mind as the law of harmony in every activity of my life. I accept this. All that God is, I am, and all that God has is mine. My consciousness is whole, my body is perfect, and I am free. Now, when you look at the situation, the first part here says God is unconditional love. So therefore, the connecting with the one spirit, and also connecting with yourself, is the idea what you should be expelling here as well, is the idea of unconditional love. And sometimes it's hard to do, especially when people have a tendency to react in certain situations of grieving. They can be pretty mean. That's the idea of understanding those things. And when you do that, you understand about relationships in general, that people have a tendency to react in certain ways. But when you follow your heart and know exactly how you feel and how they feel, then you can see why they act the way they do, because you can see right through that illusion to realize it's just a person who has an internal conflict themselves who's just lashing out. It has nothing to do with you. It's just that you're there. And that's what your daughter is. She has a tendency to express herself. And almost I get the impression she has a tendency to apologize for it later.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Maybe. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you a lot. You've given me some things to just feel and not so much things. Yeah, thank you.
Well, let me say this one thing here real quickly. I just found this really quick, and when I find these things pop up right now, it definitely needs to be said. So, because it says, there is no separation between you and God, for that would mean that there is something other than I am. There is not. The sense of separation is from the head, which has been sleeping. The truth is from the heart, which has awakened and is the throne of God, the I am. Surrender to the heart, to spirit, to truth. Giving the one reality that what you thought was personality, this surrender takes you into the stream of love where your thought processes will be anchored. You will think from the heart, from feelings of love, and the head will awaken with spiritual illumination. Not only will you feel and think truth, you will also see it. You will look through spiritual eyes and see only that which is real in life. So when you sit down with the situation, what it's saying, mm-hmm. You follow your heart and eliminate the mind, so therefore you always know the truth.
It all makes really good sense. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing this meditation.
Oh, no problem. Like I tell everybody out there, too, if you really want to get those things down, we can sit there and repeat them again. But if you go in the archives, everything's mm-hmm. taped and everything's right there, so you can actually download those and have them with you and have someone else write them down for you if you don't want to do that, but they're there for you.
Okay. Well, thanks.
And if you need any more work with the situation with your daughter and that kind of stuff, you're more welcome to contact me through the contact information is on my front page, or I can give it to you now. The idea was sitting down with actually doing a session with her, like I tell everybody out there. Yes, I do suggest these ones because it could be lengthy sessions. But right now it's just one of those situations. I just want to work with everybody. So therefore, whatever the budget is, let me know what it is, and I guarantee we can work with her and you.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. And like I said, if you have a couple more questions, you're more than welcome to contact me on those at no cost at all. Just some people do have some questions from time to time when people react in these situations where you're like, okay, that doesn't make sense.
Oh.
And we'd be glad to make sense for you.
All right. Well, you've helped me immensely. Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to ask before you go? Anything we can help you with?
So. No, that was my main thing. I don't want to monopolize your time here.
Oh, no. You're fine. That's the reason we have the show. I mean, it's for 2 hours. We want people to...
Sure.
We just want to make sure everybody, if something's pressing on your mind right now, I think it
should
be something we should...
Well, that's mostly just, I've wanted to be as supportive as I can for my daughter. And, she just seems to be... going, reliving this pain over and over because of some
mm-hmm.
little things going on. And,
yeah.
you know, they're trying to wear her down. And she's a strong gal, and she's
mm-hmm.
going to stick through until, you know, there's some resolution to...
Yeah, and that's the one thing Shay needs to do, too. She needs to focus on her perception and what she's, and how she sees this thing, because you're right, people have a tendency to wear you down because they want you to see their what they see, what they want. And
right,
that's their agenda,
right.
you know. So, yeah, it's one of those things that... The other thing I was thinking, too, being supportive, when I sit here and said that the idea of follow your heart, sometimes we just, I get the impression she's not looking for any solution. She's just looking for someone to listen.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of listening lately.
Mm-hmm.
It is,
and we
true.
Have an instinctive thing. I think it's one of those human sides. We have an instinctive where we want to solve the problem, or we want to, you know, solve
mm-hmm.
the situation or come up with the right answer. And sometimes it's
right. Well, I know
right
I'm
answer.
Not going to be solving her problems, but I do want
mm-hmm.
to make sure that she understands that I am here. You know,
oh,
and
yeah,
I'm not
going
to fix anything. I do want her to know that, you know, I'm feeling this with her.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
and
she knows that. I don't know. She probably does. But like I said, I guess I just,
mm-hmm.
I needed to share a little and maybe have, you know, some, hear some words of inspiration and support of my own.
Well, the one thing you should do, too, in a situation like this, when you have those times where you just not really sure, is just stop, take like 3 deep breaths slowly, and then just ask your angels, ask God and the angels to get, could you help me to just love and respect her for who she is, unconditionally, and just help me to love more every day.
Yeah.
And my friend of mine told me, she's like, do that. And especially when you're frustrated, when things just don't seem like they're going well, you think they should do, or you just feel like you have tried to help her out, and you're frustrated because you just don't feel like you're helping.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that, because I've done it myself, too, where I was like, okay, the girl hasn't called me back, or something hasn't happened like I felt like it should have, so I was just taking a deep breath, and just, okay, God, at this moment, and the angels just help me to love unconditionally and respect this girl for who she is, and to just love... And just help me to love more every day. And I just feel like by doing those things and by putting that much love out there, that affects everybody in everybody in a very positive way. So therefore, when you feel like you come to the end of your rope, I don't know what I can do, I do that. And just send love out. Just unconditional love, no matter what. And you'd be amazed how people have a tendency to come to you and they open up about more things that you never thought were even there. And it just changes the whole format.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
And one simple meditation you can do no matter where you're at is the idea of just bowing your head and focusing on the God essence behind your heart. And just at those moments, you just say to yourself, I love, and I always tell people, just keep saying it. You'll definitely feel the vibration going up within yourself. It's just reconnecting with yourself. It's reconnecting
yeah,
with your God self as well. Right, yeah, and you just connect with the source, God. I know I did it. The first time I ever did it, I was like, oh, I was supposed to do this for 5 minutes at first. And I'm like, I wasn't able to do it for more than 2 minutes because of the overwhelming feeling
mm-hmm.
of connecting to nothing but pure love, which is God, and realizing what's inside you and what you're capable of expressing to as well.
Yeah, wow. Well, thank you. I need to get off the phone now, but I'll still be listening.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
All right, take care.
You too. Let's sit and go over here and play a little music. Play a little music. Be good to yourself. Okay, something's not working here. Well, let's try this again. It's getting a little crazy. Okay. What the heck are you doing? All right, guys. It's all relaxed.
Bob, are you trying to go to ER, too?
I tell you
guys, it's like an international show. We're actually broadcast in the United States and Europe.
Yeah, did you take my picture?
No, I didn't take your picture. All right, guys, we're going to try something here. If you want to give us a call in here, it's 646-721-9031. And we'll answer any questions that you have, so don't hesitate to give us a call in here. Let's get it all done. All right. Let's see what we got going on here. All right. Area code 682. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Felix. How are you today?
Felix, I'm doing good. I'm going to get my family to calm down.
I don't know what happened there, but I know it was kind of a little crazy back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have this nice little festival going on here. It's actually a big festival here in town, and I guess my sister was uptown, and she tripped and fell. On her knees, she actually hit her head. So she has a nice big goose egg on her head. And
I see that.
That's interesting. So, Felix, how can we help you today?
I have a. I'm calling because I'm actually prepared to a legal action. I'm actually filing for a divorce. I have called several times and I spoke with you in regard to my situation, but now I have decided to move on and proceed with the divorce.
Okay.
What can you actually see if there's... I do have a daughter with my ex-partner. Obviously, we're not getting along since for the last year now that we've been separated. She decided not to work on our relationship and stuff like that. But now I'm in a point where she's taking me for granted. Now I want to take the next step where I want to file for a divorce, proceed for a divorce. Now, what do you think and looks like in terms of what, I mean, is it going to be good? Is it going to be okay? What does she want from me in terms of financial situation? I mean, we both have a daughter, like I said. What can you advise me?
Well, sir, look at the situation. I was looking at your number, your area code 682, and I was looking at the angel book, and it just says, in this little message that came across, to trust that you'll have enough money to pay your bills and fulfill your needs. Like you're having some kind of doubts about going through with this whole thing, exactly how much is it going to cost you in the end and what you're going to come out with. And you're also fighting for custody of your child too.
Well, kind of, yes. Not custody, basically, but there is a lot of confusion there. I don't know where I wanted to file for custody or joint custody.
I get you. You know, with the situation I see unfolding is the idea you shouldn't file for shared custody. You should file custody yourself. It seems like there's some variations here with her child caring. I don't know if that means anything to you, but that's what comes to me.
No, I don't.
Well, that's what it's like. You know, with the situation of her taking care of your daughter, were you always around 24/7?
We actually, at this point, I'm taking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday overnight visitation. She take the rest. She has the kids. She actually, you know, decided not to be home for differences that we're always fighting. She decided to move out from the relationship and move all her belongings from home, including my daughter also, too. This happens... you know, quiet 3 or 4 months ago. So I see from these 2, 3, 4 months, it been going that she taking granted of me and sweet at a different level to accommodate her needs between her family and herself. this point, she told me yesterday that she don't know what she's going to do, and she's actually going to think about what she's going to do in terms of moving in together. It's very confusing, and I really want you to clarify that couple of things with me. Is there a divorce paper is okay with pursuing that? Is it going to be successful? Because I know she's fighting for the same thing with my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even though there's a violence against me in the past, is it a past history of violence that we had in the past with this family? But I wanted to actually, I don't want to hurt her. I just wanted basically to have a peaceful divorce. We're not agreeing to any terms at this moment. But
I'm just saying with the situation, with the ideal accommodating her needs. In the process of being separated, the ideal is still accommodating her needs. She moved out because she basically said she wants to do it on her own. She wants to figure out what she wants to do. Then therefore you have to put her in the situation of realizing the consequences of her actions and what she will be losing in the process of her decisions. And everybody, even her family, don't do that.
Yes. She thinks that she's very, she's thinking that I'm not going to do anything at all in terms of legal rights. But at the same time, I feel very strongly, and maybe you could probably clarify with me, is that she might be seeing somebody or she have any connection with another male for the last, I'd be saying, for a year from now. Will you be able to?
No, I was going to say yes. I definitely see that connection, and I definitely see somebody else out there who's adding to this confusion.
Yes.
But it's not confusion. It's almost like she's trying to figure out how to keep everything.
How is that?
She doesn't want to give, as I'm saying, she's trying to figure out how to keep everything. She doesn't want to give up anything.
She don't want to lose me. In other words, she don't want to lose me, but she want to have both.
Pretty much. And this is what I'm saying before, with the situation, I'm wondering, so this way, with the situation at hand, the one thing you should be focusing on first and foremost is you, as in what you want, but also your levels of how people go, what? How about the daughter? No, the daughter is on the same level as you are. So so what you need is she needs, so therefore you got to clarify that with yourself, the idea of what's best for everybody. That's what I'm saying before with the situation with her habits, the way she conducts and the way she does things. That's what I was saying before. That's why I would file for custody, because if you don't, in the process of the daughter, she won't be taken care of that well. She'll be stuck in everybody else's. I understand she has her for a period of time now, but I don't feel like she watches her as much as she claims she does. And
that is correct.
Taking that responsibility.
That is correct. That is correct. Her mom is taking responsibility. Her sister is taking responsibility. She actually don't have a responsibility to take care of her daughter on her own. This has been going on for about a year after she had an assault against me, November 2010. When I actually move away from home for that particular reason, because I don't want to be in a violent relationship anymore. But now, here's the sense, seven months later, we're trying to reconcile differences by her, you know, coming in to me and moving in together. We fight in an apartment, but then things will blow up. We got hectic. We got argument. And she decided, okay, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm leaving with my mom, and I'm out of here again. So at this point, she says to me, well, I don't know. This thing is not going to be working out. But at the same time, can you confirm to me this? And I really want to prove. I can't find anything that she's having an affair. But I really want to be more precaution to have a testimony or anything that I could get in charge and put it against the divorce paper. Now, if this person is at work, or is it a long distance, or is it, how do I able to prove and show to her, in front of her, that this is what's going on, that I blew it up?
The thing I get the most is the idea of work. Start with work. I keep getting work the biggest, strongest thing you need to be looking toward. Because it's the ideal that you sit there and look at the situation of a person who's not in a relationship but still doing those things. So therefore, you definitely see it happening. It's just not being clarified as a relationship.
You know,
because you get frustrated with a situation where you ask her questions and she says no, and you know, the idea of justifying the whole thing of saying I'm not, you know.
You know, on this Sunday coming up, which is will be this Sunday coming up, we had together agreed that we're going to speak freely, trust, and honesty in regard to this situation. I don't feel anything in love with her. I don't feel any connection. I actually had an intimacy last night, but I don't feel anything for her. She says to me that she has the same response as well for me. One last, I mean, if she's going to be able to talk to me, what's going to be happening this Sunday? What is this conversation consist of? What's she going to tell me? Because she says to me she have a lot of things to tell me that I need to, that she needs to reveal to me.
That she needs to reveal to you?
Yes. Something is weird. That she wants to take everything from her check and from her chest and from her heart and tell me, you know, things the way it is, the thing that she feels on her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to find out what she wanted to talk to me about. What does she have on her mind, her body and soul on Sunday? If she's going to tell me about this affair, which is obviously is incorrectly, or what is her next move?
I do get the impression she's going to tell you all the things she's been doing behind your back. I do get the impression that she's going to tell you about that there's somebody else that she's interested in, and I also get the impression that there's this is not the first.
I've been trying to help this relationship, and I know you probably you have a connection with the universe. I've been trying very hard for the last 3 or 4 years get my marriage together because I have seen a lot of influences and a lot of negativity around my marriage. I've been trying to fight and I have an agreement with her, but it seems to me that she's kind of a little going back and forth. She's not very stable. It seems to me that I don't know if she's very confused. I don't know what she really wants, what she really needs from me. All I wanted from her was have somebody next to me to take care of me, that I could care of her, love her for the way she is and accept her the way she is. Obviously, she didn't do anything for me. She didn't have that mentality together. I mean, we started as a soulmate. We started as a soulmate, loving each other, mind and body. But something went wrong in the last 4 or 5 years. We've been together for 6 years.
Well, you got to look at the situation, too, is the idea that someone embracing the situation, embracing
is
the relationship, and then another person has been not accepting and being grateful for what she had.
Is it because it's a part of the family? Because I know family has been influences and stuff like that, or maybe I don't know what kind of forces is coming from, but I feel and capture that the forces are coming from the negative.
Yeah, but see, when people are actually grateful for what they have, they embrace that, so nothing on the outside can actually interfere with that. It's just using them as excuses. They're not really commit to what she wants to do. And now she's got to a point where she feels like, you know, the whole thing is done, and she just keeps making mistakes after another. So she's not really, like we were talking about before, in the process of following your heart. You need to follow your heart because you need to go away. You need to get away from this whole thing. In the process of giving so much, you've kind of lost your track. You've lost yourself in the situation. So you need to find yourself before you can even figure out what you want to do with your life. Point two, but we need to sever this part of your life. This is realistically with the situation of the relationship. You can really look at it now and say, okay, it needs to be severed. Because the last year seems like it's the one that's been taking the biggest toll here, and it seems like it's the one thing you need to, that's coming to a point of just realization and going, we need to cut this loose and go on. It doesn't, and the idea of trying to figure out anything about her or what's going on, if she has any affairs or anything like that, is just basically creating blocks within what you need to do with yourself.
Now I got it.
Cut it loose. Because a lot of people do that. They won't know, okay, why is he like this? And why does he do this? Or why does she do this? And why are they doing this? We can analyze it until doomsday. Until they decide to do the right thing, it's never going to turn around. So we have to make decisions according to the situation. Like I said before, we're talking about following your heart. What is your heart? What is that feeling telling you right now you need to do? And the thing I keep getting with you is, I just want to walk away
and
start a new life.
And you know what? That's my heart is telling me. The universe is telling me to break it off, get divorced, because I know there's someone out there that is better for me, that is waiting for me, but unable to have an approach and have that timing, divine timing I were, you know, the divine spirit is telling me that I need to get divorced from this woman, unable to attract what the universe has for me. And that's what I really sense for the last couple of weeks and for the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
But my stock is that if I go ahead and get divorced, what is she going to do to make it happen, to make it worse, to make it things, you know, to make me hurt myself in a battle, in an illegal battle with my daughter. And that's when I'm kind of put a force in myself or stop that I need to take care of what I'm going to need to do. I need to make sure that I'm going to do the right way and the right thing. So am I asking you is that, is there okay to filing a divorce now because I don't feel anything? She's not going to change. She's trying to change me. I'm ready. You know, you can't change nobody. And she's forcing me to change. I'm the way who I am. But I feel that she changed me for her convenience, to change me, to sue her in all different kind of level. I'm not that kind of personality.
Yeah, she is. She's trying to change you so she won't have to look at her own problems.
Yes.
So if you will sit there and do what she wants you to do and conform to her, and then therefore she doesn't have to look inside herself. And
right.
Every time you sit there and do all these little things that keep going on, they keep pointing to one direction is for her to go within herself. And she refuses to do that. She's looking for outside sources to change, you know, to make this a better situation. It just ain't going to happen.
Do you know, have you considered that she might be in some kind of an evil force energy from within herself, or is it coming from another sources, another word from family, relative, or anything like that? Have you presenced that? Because I feel every single time I approach to her, I feel an uncomfortable environment next to her. Like a negative force, like a negative force, like an evil force, like something that I don't know if it's me that I really feel that way, or it's because the person of the energy that I perceived it and that I feel that energy from that person. I feel a very strong negative, you know, energy from her.
Well, see, the situation is you have to take into consideration, too, as a person who feels guilty about what she's done and what she's doing and all this other stuff, even to the point of not just you, but family and that kind of stuff, of not taking the responsibility of her daughter when she's there, of always putting her on the responsibility of everybody else. So we have a person here who definitely wants to change things, but she just keeps letting things keep going on and on. So what you're sensing, in the sense of the word, is the idea, like I've always said before, when you don't follow your heart, you're actually disrespecting yourself and everybody in the concern.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's so important, is the idea to do that whole thing. It's the idea of, I guess we could look at the situation of God essence of pointing us in the right direction and saying, God, this is what we need to do. And then you know what to do, and you still refuse not to do that, and you still keep going through the patterns.
Yes.
So when we look at a person here, the evilness you might be appears is a really strong sense of negative energy because of the things that she has coming to her, but she refuses to look at. And she's, like I said before, she's still looking for outside sources to change, like she's trying to change you and everybody around her, because she knows that she needs to go within herself, and that's where, in order to change what's going on in her life, she needs to go within herself and start changing herself.
When you say picking up another resource, what are you referring to specifically?
Picking up on other things? I'm just trying to say what I was saying. Just the idea of going backwards and go, okay, what do we say? It's the idea of all the things that she's... Well, I sit here and say the things that she's going through is the idea of guilt. All right, Mom. On all the things that go on. You're guilty because of making everybody babysit and take care of her child when she knows she should be doing that too.
Right.
It's all vibration.
Vibration. The vibration.
No, my mom.
Oh.
You can call somebody, and when you're talking to them, you push that one where it says volume. It turns your volume up.
So she's speaking up. So she's speaking up vibration from another from other resources, from another, is it family, relatives?
Well, when you're around that kind of, when you're around people who like to interfere with the situation, you do pick up energy from them too as well. So you can take the consideration of people's moods and that kind of stuff and what the environment they're in.
Yeah, and I told her in the beginning, I told her before we came and reside here to Texas and move out closer to her family, is that I am able to see and have vision that if we leave over there, and I told her that if we leave over there, things is not going to change. Things is going to be worse. Things is going to be unexpectedly. But then she's getting a more, oh, no, it's not my family. Take my family away from it. But then who it is then? Either you or either your family. Either one. You cannot cover them for their excuses, okay, and not save yourself, either you or either them. You just have to tell me what's the truth about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you tell me the truth and be honest with yourself, then be honest with myself too. Because if you've been honest with yourself, then you'll be honest with others. But if you're not honest with yourself, then you're going to be lying to the whole world if you want to.
Exactly.
And I put the blame on her for allowing the family interferences in the relationship at all.
Oh, I hear you. That's the thing about the situation. I'm going, you know, like I can sit here and go with all the variations of what she's going through and what she feels guilty about it, but it's not just something that we're talking about recently. We're talking about certain things within her life that led up to this point.
I should get divorced. I should get divorced and fight.
Like I was saying before, we can sit and go over it 15 million times exactly what she's going through, what she's doing, and why she's doing these things. But those, realistically, those are the things she has to work on. And then we have to sit and, like I said before, you need to sit there and go, okay, make your decision, follow through with it, and just do it. Because it's one thing she doesn't believe you're going to do. She doesn't believe you're going to do anything.
Let me ask you, what is the best way to approach it? To approach it in, to her and tell her, listen, we're getting divorced, let's put this thing together, let's go ahead and get to the court, or I should go by myself and file for a divorce?
I get the impression you should file for a divorce by yourself and just get the papers and stuff and have her served.
Okay.
Because even if you went together, she would still think that you're not going to do it. But the idea of actually being served puts a little bit of twist on the whole thing of thinking, okay, maybe he really is going to do this. Will it wake her up and sense the word changing anything with the two of you?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet, no. It's one of those things of holding on to her illusion until the last minute, even to the point of actually getting divorced and still saying this is not over yet and looking at the situation and saying, okay, definitely the woman needs to sit down. It's not a reality check. It's just the idea of coming to oneself and saying, okay, what do you want? She really doesn't, it's like looking at people who come in her life and looking at what they want and helping them to clarify what she wants, and it doesn't work that way.
Right. That's correct. And I see, and I actually see from her that if I go ahead and do that on my own, she's going to see it. And I'm going to see her face already, that she's going to explode. She's going to be very angry. She's going to be very furious, and then she's going to do something stupid against me.
Of course,
like financially.
She wants to feel like she's in control, because the idea of manipulating everybody to do what she wants.
Yes, and that's what she is.
To her, gives her a sense of control, where she feels like she got the handle on the whole thing. And when things happen out of left field, and she doesn't feel that way, that's why she reacts the way she does. Because it's real. It's one of those things that tell people, you need to sit down and you need to sit there and look at your feelings. Why are you angry? And
so then
just look at the way it comes to you too. She's not angry at you. She's angry with herself. And that's what we have to understand. I mean, I had a girl that I was with, and the idea of things playing out the way they did, is when you sit back and really follow through with your heart, you see that they're reacting because of emotions. So
yes, that is correct.
So there's like, I don't feel nothing for her anymore, but I get the impression that a lot of turmoil there with her and that kind of stuff, the feelings that she's trying to deal with and separate and that kind of stuff. You really couldn't sit her and she really cannot say that she doesn't feel anything for you, because she really don't know what she's doing.
So in other words, she's very confused. She don't know if she loves me or not because of this third party that she's, interfering in the relationship.
The only way she's going to find out for sure is to get divorced, to realize it's not the idea of helping you guys work out your relationship and be together, it's the idea of helping her sit down, focus within herself to realize
what
she wants. So therefore, when she gets into another relationship, it would be a whole lot healthier for her. And plus, when you are in a relationship, she won't be bugging you.
That's correct. That is correct. She's gonna be. How long is she gonna be doing with this relationship with the third party? Because I know so far, and I have senses that things have changed in my house since I would say the fall of last year. That's when I started seeing kind of, you know, unusual behavior, unusual movement, unusual emotional feelings. Is she going to be continuing on? Is this relationship is meant to be for this person, or are they soulmate, or what's going on with these two people here? I know that I feel when I do meditation, I feel that I sense of her and him, he have a very strong attraction for my wife. But my wife is kind of, if I would have received this from Felix, I would have not been doing this. But Felix is not doing this because he's concentrating at work, he's concentrating in school. He's concentrating on other things. But I pulled away from her because of the argument, because always she wanted to be with her family around and not, you know, have a spend time as a couple. I got fed up. I got tired. She pushed me away emotionally, physically, and intimately. So I concentrated myself, you know, going to school, attending to college, go to work, and take care of my daughter. That's all I did. I was no cheating or nothing. I mean, what type of this relation are they gonna be? Husband? Are they gonna be husband or lover or what? Does she have a very strong connection with this man?
It seems to be more of a learning lesson than anything else.
A learning lesson from who? From her or from me?
A learning lesson for her.
A learning lesson for her.
Yeah, to clarify what she actually does want.
So she's looking for a better stability, living better, I guess, or something. Because she works in a cashier in a hospital. And all you can see it is a whole bunch of people, doctors, nurses, cookers. I mean, name it, you know.
Right.
No, I'm just saying what the situation. It's one of the things you really shouldn't focus on, but look at those two in the situation. I believe that they're soulmate relationships that help us learn things about ourselves and learn things about relationships. So therefore, when we find our twin flame, that we're on the same level and we can actually have a good relationship with each other, because we got to be on the same page, right?
So right.
Like I said, when you sit and look at the situation of looking at two people and just go, very interesting, the choices and that kind of thing. But it's also a way of clarifying what you do want by being with somebody, sometimes what you don't want. So you look at more of a soulmate connection because it's a learning lesson. It's something for her to learn about herself, but she doesn't have to go looking for people for security. That's
right.
That's her responsibility.
Right. Is she looking for somebody for security, or if this is person that she dealing with or having connection, are they our soulmate or twin soulmate?
No, they're soulmate. Because the idea, like we said before, soulmates are learning lessons. Twin flames is totally different.
So they are souls. They are soulmate.
Yeah, but see, it's soulmates. They're mate souls.
So that doesn't mean that. How do they meet? I mean, how do this thing happen?
You know, when I pick up on the situation, they want you to focus more on what you need to do now and want you to focus on getting divorced and separating the situation. So therefore you can put her in a situation of the consequences of her action. So she can learn something.
to help her out. Cause, and, you know, I'd love to sit down and do a reading with you and do a nice long session with you.
Yes, yes. Yes,
and,
let's do that.
Yeah, because I got some people going, come on,
yes.
Man.
Yes, I know, I know. We need to do that, yeah.
We try to take as long as we can with people. I'm just saying with you, the situation you're going through right now, and the things
okay.
that you really want to do, it would take a nice private session.
Okay, well, we do.
And like
well,
I said, you know, I think the whole time, figure out your budget, which you, I can work with anybody, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much again, and you've been very helpful and been clarified ideas here. I definitely need to speak with you, and I'm going to find out in the website what is your availability so I could go ahead and make the, you know, a section with you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Definitely.
Do you need the information?
Yes.
All right. Call me at 740.
740.
Uh-huh. 500.
500.
8863.
63.
8740500 8863. 7400500 8863. That's it.
Okay, okay. I got you.
If you have,
all right.
If you have, and with the phone number, I always tell people to take, you know, take down the website too, just. In case I'm either busy or something like that, you can always send me a message through there too as well.
Okay.
And that's where everybody goes to pay anyway. So therefore, that website is www. And then it's psychic. And then it's, I say hyphen. It's the hyphen for me is like that little line you see between the phone numbers.
Psychic journalman. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's psychic
X.
Journeyman.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Journeyman.yolasite.com.
Got it. Okay, I got you. I got you. Because I get a notification when you're online, so I'll go ahead and take it from there.
All right. No problem, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You're very welcome.
You're welcome. You have
bye-bye.
A great night.
Same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's clarify that whole thing. We're going to go to our next caller. And this can drive you crazy. Huh? We're going to get this thing down here real quickly. Let's see what we can do real quick. And again, if you want to call in and get a reading, give us a call here at 646-721. 9031. Again, that area, that phone number is 646-721-9031. And like we said before, if you want to call me for a private reading, that number is 740-500-8863. Or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And if you have trouble with the whole thing, just check on my page on Block Talk Radio, and the information is actually to the right, I think, yes. The pages have changed quite a bit, but the information is right there. The website is right there. You also see in my profile, you'll see numbers there, too, so call those numbers. And then we're going to sit here and refresh this thing again to actually get some more people on the air, which can drive you freaking nuts of going this way constantly, going back and forth. All right, area code 972. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hello, this is Lysandra.
Lysandra.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you?
I'm in Texas.
Yeah, I was sitting there looking. I don't know if we've ever done this before, but I was actually looking up your number, your area code 972. And
I'm in Dallas.
Huh?
I'm in Dallas.
You're in Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at... Well, I always tell everybody, I don't care if you... The one lady told me, she said that number she had was from New York and she was in Arizona. And I said, it doesn't matter. The numbers, we're seeing the numbers. The numbers always stand out for some reason. This one here is 972. 972 says, trust that the spiritual and career path you're on is the right one for you and your life purpose. So therefore, if you feel happy and content with where you're at. This is the thing, too. We look at messages, right?
And
we're looking
and
at the
situation. I believe that. I do. I believe that. When I called you last month, I was in a whole totally different mindset, but now I feel like I'm making progress. I found me a job, and I go to church, and I'm getting my relationship with God, and I'm getting myself, I lost myself in my marriage. I'm like the guy that was before me. I was so focused on, him, and I couldn't focus on myself. But since we've been separated, doors have been opening up for me because that energy, his energy is not around me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been doing, like, a lot of praying and, talking to God. And, he's just been opening doors for me. I don't know if it's because I'm not listening or what the case is. And although me and my husband, we're not, talking to each other right now, I don't know. I'm still, wondering. My focus is not on him as much as it used to be. I think about him, but I don't call him or anything like that. And we will say something. We will, speak to each other ever so often, but it's more, business. So at this point, I'm wondering, what direction am I? I know I need to keep my focus on myself first and foremost, on God, and he will continue to, open doors for me. But I'm just wondering, am I supposed to just, walk away from him, from, the marriage altogether, or, just keep my focus on God and know that he will work the situation out?
Yes.
So I guess, in other words, I'm saying is, is it the end of me and my husband, or, just, trust that, things will work out between us despite everything that's, happened in the past and everything that's going on with him now, because I'm really concerned about him because I know that, he's been, drinking and, things like that, and, a lot when people drink, they have a chemical imbalance, and they tend to do things that, they shouldn't do. I'm not using that as an excuse, for his behavior. But I've been praying for him, and I've had other people praying for him also. So I'm just wondering, what's going to happen between us.
The one thing I do pick up is that the idea of everything, someone like you, the impression, everything's going to work out. But like you said before, you have to maintain those balances where you get impression that everything's going to work itself out.
Yeah. That's why, I haven't really been, also focused on, our marriage lately. Because, I was like, a lot of times we'll take our focus off of, the issue that we're going through and put that focus on something else, things open up when we least expect it.
So in other words,
we are always wanting to receive, but what are we, putting out there? What are we, giving back to the universe? We're always there with our hands out, but we're never, there to, give.
That's the whole ideal. When we sit and talk about focusing, when we sit and say live your life, in the process of living your life, you're putting energy out there. When you stop and think about things, it's great to go within yourself, but that's the ideal, to reawaken yourself and the idea of the connection you have with God, so therefore you can get back with your life and actually feel things on a different level. Excuse me, where you know exactly what the truth is and, you know, feeling it, seeing it a whole bit. But those things happen in the process of living your life, not stopping and waiting for someone or waiting for a situation to pan itself out and that kind of stuff. So see, when you look at your situation and what you're doing, it's like you're going forward. You know, you have goals yourself that you want to obtain and do. So I get the impression as long as you do those, then you keep moving forward. So the possibilities of what you want to happen with you and your husband happen a whole lot quicker because you've decided to go and move on. Or like I said before, move forward.
And, you know, it's just amazing how, you know, I will always pray. But it seemed like I never could get a response. So the other day I was praying, and I was laying down. And when I got done praying, I finally heard, you know, God speaking to me. And he was like, it's going to be okay. And I just felt peace. And I kid you not, like, 30 minutes to an hour later, I got a phone call, and the guy told me that, and he offered me the job, and I start on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And because I told God, I was like, let me know that you're listening to me. Let me know that you're hearing me. Give me a sign. Let me know that, you know, that you're here. And that's the response that I got. And I was, like, totally blown away because, you know, out of all these years that I've been praying, it seemed like I never stopped to listen.
Yeah.
So I just feel my life.
That's an important part. Stand still.
Yeah. I just feel like a lot of doors are about to open up, just like I feel the energy around me. His energy right now is not where I need to be, what I need to be around, because it was, you know, he only came around me for a split second on Wednesday, and it seemed like my energy he just, you know, sucked the energy out of me so fast when, you know, the little time that he was around me, and I'm like, you know what, yeah, I'm like, you know what, it's just right now, maybe he, you know, is not the best thing for him to be around me because, you know, he drains my energy, and the whole time I was not able to, you know, manifest anything that I wanted. And, you know, now I have a job, and, you know, I feel doors opening up, and, you know, I didn't have any friends or anything, so Wednesday after I went and, you know, picked up all my paperwork for my job, I went to church, and a young lady, she approached me, and she said that someone told her that she would meet a godly woman, and she was like, and she said, you know, she was naming people that it could possibly be in the person, you know, the person that told her, no, you haven't met her yet. And she said, she's told me that it got to be me that, you know, that they're talking about because they told her within a month. And she said, it's been like a month now. And I've been talking to her, and it feels good to give back to other people. And I've been talking to her and encouraging her, and, you know, I can tell I've been an inspiration to her because she, you know, since I've been talking to her, she's been thanking me, and, you know, I just feel love and, you know, appreciation. And so, you know, she's only 22, I'm 28, but I feel like I have a lot to give my knowledge. I have a lot of knowledge to, you know, give. And so that makes me feel good. And I just feel like I said, I always wanted to minister to other, you know, women, and I feel that opportunity coming my way. So that's just my testimony that, you know, if you take your focus off of, you know, one issue going on in your life and put that focus on something else, things will start to, you know, open up for you.
Mm-hmm. So the last time we talked to you, didn't we also talk about you getting a job real quick anyway?
Yeah, but, you know, my energy, I couldn't focus on it. I know you kept telling me it's going to open up, and, you know, other people kept telling me a job coming your way, and it seemed like every time that opportunity presented itself, I missed it because
mm-hmm.
my focus wasn't there. But after the last time I made up in my mind, after he and I, we had an altercation and, you know, he left, and I made up in my mind that I had to take my focus off of, you know, what was going on with me and him, because at the end of the day, I still have to live. Bills still have to
mm-hmm.
get paid. I still have a life. And so
mm-hmm.
Once I took my focus off of, you know, that, then that's when I was able to, you know, when that opportunity came my way again, I was able to, you know, grab a hold of it. Instead of let it slip out of my hand. So.
Right. Yeah, that's what we're doing here, too. Yeah, you know, focusing on what you want, not being scared to ask for it, too.
Yeah.
This morning, someone said we were kind of going over some stuff ourselves with the idea of donations and stuff and telling everybody, you know, look at the situation and which way you're being led. A lot of times you question those things instead of listening. And that's what we were saying before. It's like being in a state of rebellion. When you feel like you're guided to do something, you need to do it. And a lot of times we question those things. We don't realize the reason we're being guided to those things is because they're easy solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Make our lives easier.
We can make it harder for ourselves sometimes when we try to fight it.
That's the imbalance that we have with our human selves and our spiritual selves. Because it's like when I say imbalance, we're letting the human side or the materialistic side dictate, and some people call it the ego, or maybe it's all the above. But it's one of those things of letting them basically dictate exactly what's going on, which any time you sit there and you start making decisions because of fear, that's your ego taking over and making the choices and decisions for you. That's the imbalance, and you have to imbalance the soul. Spirit and the physical body to balance those two together is working together, but also realize when we said it on top of before, when you sit there, the idea of following your heart, you follow your heart, then the mind follows, which is a spiritual illumination itself. So then you start seeing things in more of a loving way instead of questioning. See, questioning things is just the idea of trying to fit it in a pattern, which is usually a human pattern. You know, like you felt that yourself when you stop and listen and just be still and hear what you hear. You stop that moment in the process of connecting to God. You're connecting within yourself. So you're connecting to that pure love. So therefore, in the process of following your heart, the two work together. Because they are,
mm-hmm.
because it's a realization of realizing they are one. You're a loving, you're a pure, unadulterated energy field. Which means the pure love that God has, God created you with the same energy. So therefore, you're both one and the same. So when you love yourself, you love God. When you love God, you love yourself. Then you learn how to do the same thing with everybody else who crosses your path, no matter what. It doesn't mean you always want to sit there and associate with them, but it does help you understand what they're doing to the point what you need to do with yourself. Either try to help somebody, which, or step back and look at the situation. And you know you can't be good for anybody else unless you're good for yourself. So therefore, most of the time you get in situations like that, I'll say you need to step back because it's a reflection of some imbalances in within yourself. So therefore, you identify those things.
I can admit that, you know, when I look back over everything, I realize, you know, how much I didn't love myself because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I let a lot of things, you know, go on that, you know, if I loved myself, I would have never, you know, let that, you know, happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never, you know, let anyone, you know, treat me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a part, you know, I can admit that, you know, I'm, you know, learning to love myself. It's, you know, it's a progress, you know, I'm making progress. But, you know, I'm getting there. But, yeah.
One step at a time.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically it. That's all I have to say.
Okay, because I was sitting thinking about the thing. I was like, I know we had talked about you getting a job real quick.
But you told me that I, you told me I had to, you know, be positive and, you know, stop, you know, being negative about things. And, you know, you told me that when I do that, things will open up faster.
Yeah, it's the idea of taking the readings you get and looking at the information that's coming across and embracing that, because more or less it's confirming what you do want.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to believe it too, so therefore it doesn't happen. When you believe in it, like you found out yourself, when you know, when you're believing it's going to happen because you're believing more in yourself.
Right. And, you know, I kept, you know, telling myself, I deserve this, you know, I deserve this. And, you know, I just kept, you know, I kept talking to myself and, you know, hey, whatever it takes, you know, to lift my spirit, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I was talking to myself and I was like, you know, you deserve this. You worked hard and, you know, you deserve this, you know. And that's what
mm-hmm.
I kept telling myself is I deserve it. I deserve it. You just have to tell your, you know, your worth, you know, your worth it. So,
oh, yeah, exactly.
So, you know, like I said, it's just a part of, you know, learning to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, how can you expect anybody else to love and respect you?
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's just what it all comes down to. Like I said, I've learned a lot, and I'm still learning as I go, but I'll get there soon. Right now, it's just a part of me, you know, letting go of that emotional attachment. And, you know, maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's not the end. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just need to take my focus off of, you know, that completely. Like, I don't think about him as much as I used to, because at first he used to consume every minute of the day. But now it's like, you know, he'll cross my mind, like, you know, ever so often throughout the day. But it's not to the point where I'm calling him and trying to figure out what he's doing and, you know, and
mm-hmm.
trying to figure out where he is and, you know, things like that. No, I don't do that. I'm concerned about him because I know that he, you know, does unhealthy things. And if you love somebody, it's only natural for you to be concerned about their well-being. But as far as, you know, worried about, you know, all those, you know, the extra stuff, I don't let it, you know, worry me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's what you got to do. Because like we said about before, to look at the situation that's going on with you is the idea of focusing on yourself is a very important component to all things that are going on. If you don't focus on yourself and make yourself as open and as healthy as possible, it's kind of hard to hear those messages when they come through. Correct?
Right. You're right.
So you see how we started talking that before, too. Was like, well, is it really that simple to just change your thinking, change your life, and look at your situation by just doing that one thing? You've had so many opportunities and stuff come into your lap and into your life. And then even the realization you've come up with and the kind of things, looking at things differently, you can see how much of a difference it is when you follow your heart. But you know for a fact that your husband is doing some mean things and that kind of stuff, but you also realize, realistically, until he stops, until he realizes what he's doing to himself, you really can't do anything.
Right. I mean, you can't, you know, we all have free will, and if that's what he chooses to do, that's what he chooses to do. Those are his decisions. I have no control over them. The only thing I can do is pray for him, and, you know, that's what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like I said, I still have a life to live, and, you know, me stopping and focusing on, you know, him is not going to make my life any better. It's actually, it
mm-hmm.
just, you know, makes it worse. And so I, you know, this church is right across the street, and I never, you know, thought to go to
mm-hmm.
it. But I've been going to it for like a month now. And when I walked into it, it was like so inviting, and the people are just amazing. They are, you know, so kind
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I've never experienced it, you know, before. They are just so generous and, it, you know, it's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I even go on Mondays when they have prayer, and prayer is like an hour, and I go and I pray for a whole hour. I didn't think I could do it, but
mm-hmm.
I've been
right.
doing it, and it just brings me, you know, to another place.
Mm.
It brings me to another place, and, you know, it makes me feel good. And talking to the young lady, I just, you know, For a while I've been praying to ask God to put me in a position where I can help others, and I feel that it's my opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That's it. They present themselves all the time. All I was going to say was the situation you look at, the idea when you follow your heart and you see the truth of the situations and you see people for who they are. You know, see people like the situation with your husband. And it's an understanding. Like, for example, we were talking about before with Dr. Wayne Dreyer. I was watching him on the public station.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a book and a CD set collection he's got called Excuses Be Gone. And what it talks about is the ideal. Every time you let an excuse stand between you and your goal, that's what you're doing. You're putting it there because of the fear.
Mm-hmm.
That goal come true might be something that you just can't come to a realization about. So therefore, the fear is coming forward that either it won't happen or you're not worthy. And it was kind of great that you, Sarah, saying, coming to that point of saying, I deserve this. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of people to do, to say that they deserve it. They should have it. And then there was a situation where it was talking about consequences of people's actions too as well, that they want to blame everybody, even God, and not realizing that the way things are happening right now, this moment, is because of the consequences of your actions and nobody else. Like with your husband
right.
drinking and those kind of stuff. And we all started talking about certain things of realizing what things happened to them. It's not our fault because we couldn't do anything in the first place. And then for them to do what they did to themselves, it's just the consequences of their actions. And they were making this really strong. And Dr. Wayne Dreyer had this whole thing where they was writing questions to God. And the one question was, why, God, are you, why allow shootings in schools? Why are you allowing shootings in school? And on the back of the note, it says, don't you remember? You took me out of schools. So what he's saying is, the reason that things are happening is because of their consequences, of their actions to be taken, taking certain things out of school.
Right.
And the contact
right.
with God and prayer and all this other stuff where people are going, well, I don't like being that stuff down being forced down my throat. When it's the ideal, like we were starting talking before too, but if you sit back and think about this one, guys, God is not trying to control you. He's trying to protect you like any other father would, like you would do with your own children.
Mm-hmm.
That he looks at situations and go, like for example, in the Bible it talks about, you know, no sex before marriage. And I said, did you realize if you saved yourself for the one person in your life, first of all, you wouldn't have problems finding that person because you would have no baggage that would basically blur your sight. And then when you did find that one person, you wouldn't have all these issues you had to work through because all this stuff you acquired to get to this point. Now,
mm-hmm.
the ideal soulmates probably wouldn't exist. It'd be total twin flames because, therefore, we wouldn't have those things to go through, that we could actually find that one soulmate. That's why I call them twin flames, as your significant other. And it was like,
mm-hmm.
think about that. Then you can look at the situation, what God was saying it for. It wasn't the idea of trying to control you. It was the idea of protecting you from yourself because of things you put yourself into. And then you want to sit there and get mad at the world because, well, this person did this to me, or this guy beat me up, or this kind of stuff. Instead of taking 100% accountability for your own life and asking yourself, and the point of those situations, I've talked to a lot of women who knew before they even got into an abusive relationship, exactly what the person's about. They already seen the signs, but instead
mm-hmm.
of following their heart and being true to themselves, see, that's what I'm saying to guys. It's like we're trying to get that across too. In the process of following your heart, you're respecting and honoring yourself. So
right.
therefore, you see the situations for exactly what they are. So therefore, you should know if you should proceed or not. Loving oneself and loving and following your heart keeps you from going down that road. If somebody sits here and says, I followed my heart, but it got me in trouble because of all the things that happened. If you really look at what they're saying they were following their heart for a point, and then they started thinking and letting their mind and letting the ego take over. So therefore, they.
And you know,
that.
You know what a lot of times our problem is that we go into these relationships thinking that we can change a person.
Yeah, it's a misconception because realistically what it's saying to you, because we're always sitting here talking about it too, right? We're saying every person and everything that crosses your path is a reflection of you, about you. So if you look at the person and you're trying to change this guy. Why? Because you don't want to take the time to go within yourself to change yourself. Therefore, if you do that, the outside always has a tendency to go along with what's in the inside. That's what basically determines what your reality is on the outside as well. So therefore, instead of going within and doing the work, you know, they want to go change somebody else.
Right.
Because at that moment, they feel good. Oh, I feel good. I'm helping this person out. Well, that's the ego's kicking in. All right.
And I never looked at it that way.
All right. Well,
I never looked at it that way.
Yeah, we're talking about reflections, and people realize that when we sit here and say, listen to the, watch the reflections, because by learning from the reflections, it brings you closer, not just to the person you're with, but also closer with yourself. And I've seen this before, too. I was going through a situation, too, where it was like, you had a person who would say, I'm listening to my guides, but I'm doing what I want to do. That's a contradicting statement. Because the person just, look at it this way. Person, like I said before, if you stop and listen, people will tell you anything and everything you need to know. It's just to take that one step and then listen to it and ask yourself, how does it resonate with you? Are you thinking about it? What they're saying? Then you're not listening through your heart. You're not interpreting through your spirit. You're sitting there going, you're thinking about what they're saying. And it's confusing. But if you sit there, you know, go through your heart, follow your heart, and interpret, you know, basically interpret through your spirit. And how it resonates with you. How does it resonate with you? If it feels uneasy. And that's the thing, too. When things feel uneasy with us, almost 100% we're always right.
Right.
How we feel. Not what we're thinking. Thinking has a tendency to get us in trouble. We can have all the freaking diagrams. That was kind of weird. Anyway, you can have all the variables and stuff with the situation, but we, you know, have the patterns and that kind of stuff. But it's not until we actually get down to the really root of the whole thing, how it resonates with us and how we feel. And then when you put that in perspective, we always have that calmness, and we always know which way to go. We also what we do because the people that we talked about before, the people said, "I followed my heart." Okay, you followed your heart, and you got hurt. But see, you allowed yourself to get hurt because you didn't listen to your heart. Your heart was saying, "This is not the one. Get the hell out of here." And for example, we have a person who. Oh, we got two sides of the story here. We got one person who sees the situation for what it is and keeps himself in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get abused. They get all this, they get walked on and all kinds of stuff because they didn't listen to themselves to walk away. They were sitting there going, well, I was giving and giving and giving. You know, in the process of giving unconditionally, you wasn't giving to yourself. You were expecting the other person to give it back. Now, see, if you give to yourself and you love yourself, you automatically love and give to the other person. And then more likely to give it back too. But we also have the other spectrum on the other side where we have a person who's getting that unconditional love. They know what it's all about. And then they go in their head and they start thinking about it because of what the world says. Friends, family, whoever it is, billboard, that sits there and tells you, this is just too easy. This person's too real. And see, the world has a tendency to tell us sometimes.
And they push their person away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because they've also been told. If certain things, see, I'm supposed to say about the world, I always tell people, if you don't listen to your friends or family, but you do this, oh, he's too old, or she's too young, but you're legal, you know? I tell people, did you fall in love with each other? Do you love each other? Do you love each other? Do you know for beyond a shadow of a doubt you love each other? Yes. Then why does age matter? Why does it matter if it's in a proper way as the world tells you it is? You have to understand that when you actually get into a real, loving, romantic relationship that's going to unfold according to the people that are in it, not the way the world says it's going to happen. Because when you do that, the world tells us a lot of stuff, don't they? But that 60% divorce rate kind of tells me how their record is of how many successes they've actually had, which really sounds, it's it's not even half success.
No,
all right,
it's
so
fine.
We look at this, yeah. Success is determined by the two people that are in a relationship. Like we're telling you, like you said,
like you said. But you have to have that success within yourself first, correct? Because you sit there and realize that when I started getting my thinking and my feelings and focus correct, all these things, all these great things happen in my life. It's the same with relationships and looking at people and being, okay, this is real. Embrace it. Don't sit there and question it, because in the process of questioning and questioning and questioning, you're missing out on the good things, all those little experiences that count, the little small things that build up the big thing.
I was told that, and I can't remember where, but in one country where this is how they're going to start doing marriages, people can, you know, sign a contract, you know, a marriage contract with each other. Like if they want to stay married for 6 months, then they sign a marriage contract for 6 months. If they want to be married a year, they can do a year. If they want to be married 2 years, they can do 2 years. And after that contract is up, if they feel that they still want to be together, they can do it all over again. And I just feel that that just defeats the purpose. You might as well just be dating.
Oh, I don't know. Can we sit here and look at the situation and go, it's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because basically what you're doing is because you're basically setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, so you already know,
I
get to move on after this contract is up, you know.
Yes, right, because I tell people all the time, stop trying and do it. Put yourself in these situations, commit 100%. Don't date other people in the process of dating one person, because you're scattering your energy. So the idea of even trying to figure out what you're even doing here, you need to focus it in one direction, not four or five. And plus, in the situation, I'm going to tell everybody out there, if you're sitting there and wondering why you can't find somebody to be, you can't find somebody to be faithful to you, and you're dating three people at the same time, kind of rings true to me. Why you can't find somebody faithful? Because you are not. We consider and say what you want, I'm dating around. That's freaking worldly bullshit, okay? But you got to put it in perspective and realize that a relationship is between two people. So we need to take the context and move it back. So therefore, it's back to two people. Nobody else. Friends are for advice. Friends are for when things fall apart, when you support. Support groups do not make decisions, which it seems like in some situations, support groups are making decisions for people. Okay,
right.
When you start, look at all these variables and stuff and say, the world is dictating what we should do. Well, they're not getting it, are they? If they were getting it, wouldn't the divorce rates start going down instead of going up? And when when you start and put people in a spiritual context of realizations, of realizing like people was talking about before, following your heart. I followed my heart and I got hurt. The realization was hurt is a growing process of realization, of realizing I made a mistake. In the process of realizing you made a mistake, that's the time you correct your path and you go down a different path, because it's saying that path ain't working out for you because of what you're trying to obtain and the goals that you want. So it has nothing to do with your life. When you put that as perspective and realize what you're trying to obtain is the idea of having a great relationship, you have to have that great relationship with yourself as well, or you can't have it with somebody else. And if you're out there and you're sitting there asking yourself with situations or even asking too many questions instead of actually enjoying the relationship, those all have taken those in accountability. So because the one thing you need to do real quickly is the idea of taking it and putting it in perspective of saying, I need to take 100% accountability for my life. And realizing at this moment, all the decisions I've ever made, I made, and they brought me to this point. Do I like this point? If you don't, you just made a declaration to yourself that you made all the choices up to this point. So make a choice to change those choices for a better life tomorrow. That's all, you know, like we said before, change your thinking, change your life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because people are just like, they're trying to have levels, and I look at people and say like this, there's levels to analyze relationships. But you personally, as being in the relationship, you should not be going through those steps. Saying, okay, dear, we're at step one or level one. I'm like, no, you don't do that. You live it. And then if it's not working out, in some sense, those levels are there for you to go back on and look at and see what's wrong or what I can correct or what the situation is. Find out more things about yourself. But I guarantee you, one thing you should do, forget the levels, forget the sections or steps or whatever, and do one thing. You follow your heart and let it go where it takes you. If you run a phone bill up because you want to keep in touch with this person that you love dearly, look at it for what it is. You did something because you were drawn and connected to that person, but you like that and you want to keep that connection open. Pay the phone bill, but don't get rid of the boyfriend. Or if you're someone sitting there and keeps telling you all the time, over and over again, this person could be all kinds of stuff, and you decide to give in because either you're tired of hearing it, or you sit there and look at some things that may be giving you signs that he may be a controlling person, he may not be a controlling person. You're curious about those things. You don't throw the guy away either. You sit there and you stop. You sit down. This is the part we talk about, communication, and you talk to each other. Because, see, a lot of times the situations is we have people who have gone through things, so they're conditioned a certain way. So they hear you say something, and they've been around controlling people their whole life, or they got controlling-ass friends. They'd say it that way, but some friends are just irritating. And with some of the women I've seen let their friends control their freaking lives to the point, I mean, if I have a friend that calls me up and basically demands my time, and I'm with somebody, and I'm in a relationship, I don't blow my boyfriend off or my girlfriend off for that friend, because you know why? That friend is being selfish, and they're not respecting the relationship or my girlfriend. And some people don't understand that. And the point of saying friends and family are important, everything's important. Everything should be on the same level. But I'm telling you right now, if you have a friend in your life or any person in your life who is basically getting angry with you because you don't follow their advice, they don't.
And I had to let somebody go. I had to literally let somebody go that was like that. She wanted to control my life, everything from my bank account and everything, and I let her go. And I prayed, and I was like, Lord, please remove her from my life. And I stopped answering her phone calls, and, you know, eventually she stopped calling me, but I had to let her go because she tried to make me leave him, leave my husband, get a divorce while she laying next to her husband. And you know, she happy with her family, you know, and then she was like, you get a job and I'm going to have full access to your, you know, your account. And then I found out that she was a professional hacker. So I definitely was like, you know what, I had to let her go. But yeah, that's how she was.
I'm just saying, it's like with relationships. I told my girlfriend on this once. I said, people react the way that what they've been through. But you can also change that. Like if a person comes off like and you think they're being controlling, some people are just people who know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to live their lives just that way because they know what they want. But it doesn't mean they're trying to control you in any aspect of the word. And there's great ways to see that too. When a person comes in your life and keeps telling you all these bad things are going to happen, or this person's bad, 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 but has never met this person, who's never talked to this person, who's never had any association with this person, just by what you've said, he's not picking up on anything else except for your perceptions.
Right.
So you should ask yourself, what are your perceptions? Are you, if you're playing, and if you're in a situation where your fears are playing themselves out, there's a good chance your perceptions are not right on the situation of this person that you're talking about and you're telling everybody else about, and your friends are just feeding into it. But one thing it will tell you.
That's what I'm going through now. That's exactly what I'm going through now with him.
Yeah, but see, the friend that's doing this is a friend that you attracted through the fears of your past. And that's why we say, look at the situation. A lot of people are, you know, the idea of giving up your past is also giving up a lot of people, like you said. But you also realize what's your situation by giving up these people. It didn't take anything away from your life. It actually made you realize the enhancements and just basically the things they were controlling, they really had no right to do, which tells you that more in life than they knew that too. So then you see them for truly what they are. But, you know, I'm just saying, sometimes we look at situations that people want to throw one person away to hang on to a group, not realizing maybe the group. And there's another thing, too, where it's years. I've known this person for 6 years. Well, I've had some lifetime friends that it came to a point where they ever set their boundaries. They started saying things like, you know, you don't know what this person's all about. Well, in the situations, when they played out later on, I did know exactly how they were going to play out. I did know exactly who they was. just because those relationships didn't work out doesn't mean I didn't see it for what it was. For example, one girl I told flat out, you think you've been getting away with all kinds of stuff, lies, things you've done behind my back and that kind of stuff. I'm telling you right now, you haven't gotten away with anything. It's just that the reason I haven't said anything is because I just thought she was going to wake up one day and realize what she had, what the special thing that was going on, and hopefully you would sit there and see it and be grateful for it and stop doing those things. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. The controlling thing, too. The controlling thing is like looking at people, like I said before, and people can be confident in what they know to the point where they're not controlling. They're seeing you for who you are. They're also seeing what you're capable of doing. They see your talents and your gifts. So one person might say, it's not the idea of going out and doing charity work. It's the idea of looking at one person and knowing them very well, that they might be looking for outside sources to make them happy, when simply going within themselves and really utilizing their gifts and talents and then making and then being able to do those, of helping a person realize that they would be more happier doing that. And then the process of doing that, spontaneously, they would still be doing charity work. Not sorting it out, but it's sorting them out. You see what I'm saying? They see the difference? Instead of chasing after these things in the process of honoring and respecting oneself and loving yourself and following your heart, then these things, all these opportunities have a tendency to come to you. So you might have a person here who sees that, and he's just looking out for your well-being, of helping you to understand you need to go within yourself. So he knows once you do that, it will enhance your outer world, that even when you do charity work, you can't be good for no, like we said before, you can't be good for anybody else until you're good for yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you have a person going out there, I'm just saying, if you got a person going out there and saying, well, I think charity work will help me with my self-esteem or help me be a better person. Okay, it's like looking at people and saying, do you realize who you can be working with? People are looking for the same thing. It's like just asking one person. I mean, she was, like I said before, it's not the idea of saying, don't do charity work. It's the idea of saying, if you choose to do charity work, that's great. But still, don't forget to work on yourself. Or in the process of doing readings. You know, I know for a fact when I do readings, it's like a counseling session in itself, because what I hear, I should also utilize myself. So it's a win-win situation for everybody. Everybody's blessed when you walk away from the session. So that when people are doing charity work, it's not any different. You're putting yourself in a situation of helping somebody else out. But in the process of helping somebody else out, like they said before, to heal oneself is to heal the world. Hold on. Jeez. Yeah. We're trying to finish up here. But I hope everybody understands exactly what I was going to get across the situation, all right? All right. So I think we should end the show on that, as the dog in the background barks. But thank you for calling, and please keep in touch. And like I said before, I'd love to sit down and do a private session with you whenever it's convenient for you.
Okay. Well, it's nice talking to you also.
Oh, same here. And you have a great, what is this? I guess a great weekend, right?
Right.
I keep losing track of days. I've been working like 7 days a week. But, yeah, thank you for being here. And please give us an update on your life and how things are going. And whenever it's convenient for you, I'd love to sit down and do that reading for you. So let us know at your most convenient time. All righty?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a great night. Good night. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 11:30. Tune in. Well, like I said before, I'm going to say it one more time. Everybody have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 11:30, and stick with us. We're going to have a really good show, so tune in. We'll answer all your questions. And also, May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love with love is given.